Albion Rovers kept the pressure on Arbroath and Queen's Park at the head of Scottish League 2 as they beat Clyde 1-0 at Broadwood this afternoon. A goal in 14 minutes from Liam Cusack turned out to be enough for the away side as they get back to winning ways following defeat in Scottish Cup during the week. Striker John Gemmell took the place of Mark McGuigan for the visitors, while Clyde made four changes from their last match. Barry Ferguson handed recalls to Fraser McGee, David Sinclair, Scott Ferguson and Michael Daly. Former Clyde man Cusack got Albion off to a flyer with a crisp strike on the quarter hour mark. Both sides wasted half chances with David Gray and Scott Chaplin exchanging efforts in the first half. The second half proved fruitless for the Bully Wee as they could only muster one attempt on goal. Kevin Watford spacing the 18 yard box before driving his effort into the gloves of Neil Parry. It was the Wee Rovers who looked the more likely to score and extend their advantage as Scott Chaplin hit the post and Gary Fraser forced keeper Alan Martin into a fine stop. Moments later, Gary Fraser set up John Gemmell, but the forward failed to beat Martin from 10 yards as the keeper smothered his team shot. The match did come at a cost for the wayside as goalscorer Cusack hobbled off with an injury and had to be replaced late on. The 3 points mean Albion Rovers remain third in the league, while Clyde are only propped up at the foot of the table by Elgin City, who have a game in hand.